Dan Mitchinson, US correspondent with us. Hey, Dan.
Hello there, Heather.
Hey, what's the latest from Trump's trial, day two?
Can I tell you the one thing I took away today that I think this is going to sum up President Trump as his legacy right now? The prosecutor today gave a single sentence to describe this hush money trial. And he said about Donald Trump, he said, quote, he knows what he's not allowed to do and he does it anyway. And I thought that pretty much sums up President Trump. And today they were giving an account of an agreement that the president had with a former publisher of a tabloid over here, the National Enquirer. And the agreement was during the 2016 campaign that they would bury any negative stories about President Trump and try to dig up stuff about his opponents. And then the judge was hearing arguments over whether the president or the former president violated a gag order imposed on him on the case. We don't have a ruling on that. And then, you know, at the end of the day, Mr. Trump stopped and he spoke to the media outside the courtroom, and he was complaining about the temperature of the room and the gag order, and he says it's unconstitutional. I don't know if he was talking about the gag order or the temperature, but he also said it was a disgrace.
Yeah, well, you know, he's getting a lot of media attention, and that's probably not a bad thing for him in you know, the lead up to an election. Listen, what's the latest with Columbia University?
I'm sorry, what's the what of Columbia University?
The latest. What's the latest?
Oh, well, the protesters are still going on right now over the protesting Israel's incursion into Gaza. And there have been arrests and there have been more demonstrations. And this is now spread all the way out here to the West Coast. I mean, you see Berkeley, which is a very, very liberal school near San Francisco, Humboldt, which is another school in California. Police have made arrests. And you've got both sides, obviously, the critics, including Republicans here, are accusing, you know, anti-Semitism and harassment by some of the protesters. Then you've got the other side, the civil rights advocates and the ACLU that are raising free speech concerns over the arrests. But school classes for the rest of the school year in a lot of these places now have been hybrid because they're saying the students are going to feel a little bit safer if they can work from home because they're just being harassed trying to get into their classes.
Are these protesters harassing people?
Oh, they are. Yeah, they are. They're physically blocking them. There were a number of Jewish students who were not allowed to get into their classrooms and were being bullied over here. So this has gone beyond a protest. I mean, there's been vandalism. There's been blockades inside the school. So this is more than just a
justifies getting the cops to clear them up off, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, which is why there's been so many arrests.
Yeah, all right. I like it. Okay, thank you. Hey. Did you see that patients are less likely to die if the doctor is a lady?
This is why I have always asked for a woman doctor.
You haven't.
Because I believe, and this is a new study, and they said people ages 65 and older, although I'm a little younger than that, 8.15% of women treated by female physicians died within 30 days compared to 8.38% of women treated by male physicians. Now you're saying, well, wait a minute, this is just a little tiny, tiny gap. And it seems small, but researchers say if you can erase that gap, you could save 5,000 lives each year. It doesn't exactly explain why women are, you know, faring better when they're treated by other women, but the study suggests, and I think this is so true, that they are less likely to experience miscommunication and misunderstanding and bias when treated by a female doctor as opposed to a male doctor.
Oh, fascinating. Dan, thank you. Dan Mitchinson, U.S. correspondent. When you think about it, actually, it makes sense, eh? Because, I mean, come on. Anybody who's raised a child in a heterosexual couple knows men are terrible at medical stuff. Am I right? I mean, like, how many times have you been like, I think my baby has an ear infection and is really, really sick. And like, and the dad's like, he'll be fine. Just put him to bed. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Do you want that as your doctor? Mm-mm. You need a lady doctor.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.